on Facebook Live, brought to you by EliteWirelessRI.com. We talk to him every week. He is the managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com, and it's our friend Justin Katz. Good afternoon, Justin.
Good afternoon, John. How are you doing?
I'm very well. I want to start off, Justin, where it's apparently alive. Governor Raimondo with Stephon Pryor announcing yesterday. I noticed that the city of Pawtucket, Mayor Grabian, is being somewhat quiet about it, but she now feels very good about this PawSox Stadium deal. It's not apparently going to happen this week, but she, you know, last we saw it, Senate President Ruggiero basically said it was dead for this session a month ago. Speaker Mattiello said there just isn't enough time, and he never even saw it, and he also was kind of seemingly playing a little bit of a chess match where he was saying the governor needed to put his stamp on it. Well, it sounds like she's doing that. We don't have all of the details. They're saying, you know, we're getting some of the details, but now they're saying it's going to be a fall session. It's going to be fully vetted, completely transparent. What do you make of the turn of events in involving the PawSox Stadium deal between Governor Raimondo, Senate President Ruggiero, and also the person that really has not weighed in a lot on it, and that is House Speaker Nick Mattiello?
Well, clearly what they want to make it seem as if this is going to be a no-tricks, no-complication process. It's going to be Senator Connally, the finance chair in the Senate, said something to the effect that this will be the most vetted bill in Rhode Island history, which I seem to recall similar statements being made about 38 studios.
That's right.
When that deal was made. So it sounds like what they're going to do is they're all planning to vet the bills in the fall. The speaker is not committed to actually voting on it in the fall, so there may not be a fall session. But they'll review it. They'll do some dancing around and probably trying to sell the idea that this is a sure thing, that the taxpayers are not on a hook for anything, which ultimately isn't true because, I mean, for one thing, the biggest concern to taxpayers should probably be that this is going to be another revenue bond, $23 million to the state, where they're saying, you know, we only have a moral obligation to pay it if everything goes wrong. So they don't have to go to the voters. They just pass it, and suddenly we owe $23 million, presumably because we're going to get tax revenue. And they're going to say that the city is not going to be liable. It will be liable for its portion if things go wrong. That was a big hang-up point in the last time around.
Yes.
It came out very late in the game that the city was saying, you know what, if this thing goes south, we're not paying this, the state is. They're saying that's not true in this case, but if you look at the legislation, it's the same piece of legislation authorizes the city to go out for the bond. So ultimately that comes back to the taxpayers. And they're also talking about how the owners of the PawSox are putting up $45 million and so on and so forth, and that's on them. Well, to some extent, yes, but the thing that really still makes me nervous about this bill is the redevelopment agency in Pawtucket will technically own it, and the state will lease it and then sublease it to the PawSox. You don't put that many steps into something if you're not trying to shift the risk and if it's a sure thing. So there's still a lot of risk here. And, of course, the kicker of it all is that the two bonds, the state and the city, the two bonds are going to add up to $38 million. We just can't seem to get away from that number.
Justin, I think, like, I understand Mayor Grabian, the mayor of Pawtucket. Obviously, he's very vested in this. He's put a lot of work and effort into it. This is a chance to, you know, there are businesses moving to Pawtucket. There are more people that I've spoken to, businesses, development, actually moving into Pawtucket. They have kind words for Mayor Grabian. They certainly have kind words for Tony Pryor's. Pawtucket, I would argue that Pawtucket is definitely making efforts to revitalize itself more than Providence is. But what do you make of the Raimondo angle? Do you think that this is, she just doesn't want to be the governor that let the PawSox get away? We already do know about campaign donations. What do you think is her main, her people, that Stephon Pryor, he's been the lead negotiator on the whole thing. When it was falling apart, you didn't see him. She spoke with Channel 12 last night, and he was right next to her, which he was not the last time. But what do you make of, what do you think is her motivation on this?
Well, at this point, I mean, this has been a pretty rough couple months for the governor.
Yeah.
I mean, with the budget that came out, it was clear that she got some crumbs for her college tuition thing. But policy. But, you know, she doesn't have a very strong hand. She's had a lot of high profile things go wrong, of course, like the cooler and warmer debacle. And so she kind of not so much needs a win, but needs to make it look like she's actually able to manage something and get something done. So I suspect a lot of the fully vetted legislation talking point is coming from her office, and they're just trying to make something seem like it works and still make the deal. So I would think that's probably among her biggest motivations right now, because everything she's done so far leads us to believe that her calculations are mainly political.
Yes.
So I think that's probably what's going on here. And obviously, Grabian's been very, very forcefully pushing. So whatever leverage he's been able to put on her is probably a lot of the motivation to keep it going in the first place. But I think she just wants to make something work.
Do you get the sense that this is a little bit of a you know, cat and mouse game between Raimondo and Mattiello? He said unless her stamp of approval is on it, it's not going anywhere. Mayor Grabian at one point told, I don't remember who it was, maybe it was Ted Nisi, but someone like, I hope that the back and forth between the governor and the speaker is not getting in the way of this. Do you think, does this now become, like, fall into the Mattiello court?
Well, it may. What's interesting is the timing of this release. We're right in the middle of budget season as it transfers from the House to the Senate. So the Senate has a little leverage at this point, and that's where this is being introduced in the first place. And we know that Senate President Ruggiero will like anything that generates construction jobs.
Absolutely.
Because of
yeah.
his union role.
Yes.
So
he's in 100%. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I think what we're going to see is, it's hard to see now what the negotiation standpoint will be. I mean, in the past few weeks, it's all been, you know, budget. Mattiello had his car tax elimination to get through. So there's been a lot of jockeying over that. As things move into summer and then fall, new calculations come into play. So we'll see what the speaker's position becomes. I have a feeling he'll spend the summer getting some feedback from the people who can actually vote him out of office and generally take the temperature of the state regarding this issue. And we'll come back in the fall, and it'll probably, my guess will be we're back to politics as usual, and it'll kind of sail through after this full vetting. But we'll see. It depends, I guess, what the governor might be able to offer the speaker and vice versa.
Well, that's what it comes down to. And Justin, it is important this week because, as Mayor Grabian said, July 1st was the deadline, which falls this Saturday, that after July 1st, they don't have to, they can then start talking to anyone, kicking the tires in other cities. So to me, that is a deadline that they certainly want to be able to go to the Paw Sox and say, hey, things are in motion. You know, the governor stepped up. She's got her sign of approval. Ruggiero's on. Now it falls into Mattiello. Let me ask you this. And again, managing editor, OceanStateCurrent.com, Justin Katz is with us. Do you know of anyone that is in favor of this? Because I don't hear a public outcry. We spoke to Dr. Maisie, Justin, earlier, who said he just doesn't think there's this type of attraction for minor league baseball anymore, that it's fallen off. It hit its peak in 2005, the year after the Red Sox won the World Series. Anyone that is gone there recently, and again, I don't blame them. They're basically giving away the tickets and then trying to make it up at the concession stand. But do you get the sense? I just wonder over the next few months that it's just going to be a full court press trying to convince the voters that this is good for everyone or good for the taxpayers, as opposed to something that truly is good for the taxpayers.
Well, yeah, I mean, what would be good for the taxpayers is just lowering the cost
right.
of doing business in Rhode
yes.
Island. And then, you know, the good work, I guess, that Pawtucket's already doing
yep.
to build up its economy will be amplified.
Yes.
So that would be the way to go. But, you know, people don't pay that close attention, especially over the summer. If people aren't paying attention, that probably bodes well for the bill to get through. So, you know, voters don't tend to, if they're ambivalent about something, if they don't care all that much one way or another, then it'll probably go through if all of these forces are pushing, you know, especially if the Senate president wants it, if the governor wants it, obviously if the mayor of Pawtucket wants it and the team wants it, the speaker might put up a little fight to get something out of it or might not. But at some point they'll just pull the trigger. It'll go through and most Rhode Islanders won't even know or care, frankly.
Mm.
So there's going to be a kind of a two-way battle that'll have to happen. Is somebody's got to oppose it in order for it to come up short. Otherwise, it'll just go through, because Rhode Islanders have shown they won't punish legislators for this kind of a scheme.
Right. Folks, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. We're speaking with Managing Editor of OceanStateCurrent.com, Justin Katz. Justin, I did speak with Representative Patricia Morgan earlier. She, you know, again, without knowing all the details, does not think that any money should go into the deal. As I'm speaking, Pawtucket, if they could get this done and could continue the renovation, Pawtucket does make itself an argument as far as people literally commuting to Boston. It really is not that far. It's very close to the Attleboro train station. Pawtucket could go through. It has some element of a revitalization. But I want to go back to the end of last week. So, you know, the budget passed. Governor Raimondo got her crumb for the free CCRI, free tuition. And then on Friday, Governor Raimondo said that if Frank Montanaro worked for her, she would have asked for his resignation, that he got special treatment. Mattiello fired back, saying you should worry about your own administration. Now we have to wait to see. I mean, this is some form of government. We have to wait to see if the Journal and or Tim White and Ted Nesi can get these documents from Rhode Island College. But what is the end result, you think, with this whole Frank Montanaro situation?
Well, you know, typically, and we have plenty of examples, you know, the Warwick teacher or groundskeeper who was supposedly buying things for his home on a school's dime,
yes.
You know, gets to you know, quietly keep going on with his life, some probation and no arrest or anything like that. We see these stories all the time, and this is even less obviously a theft than that. So I think what everybody wants in government wants to happen is for this to just be quiet and slip away.
But what do the people want, do you think?
Well, I think the people would want to see Mr. Montanaro probably fired, but certainly
yeah.
Write a big check to the state. The key phrase was in all this was when he promised to pay the money back, that he would get them the monetary equivalent.
Right.
Which, you know, who knows what that means? Is it sick time? We should also keep an eye out for if he gets any special bonuses.
Yes.
The next year.
Yes.
Because Speaker Mattiello did say, well, you know, I had a chat with him. So the idea to apologize and give the money back or the monetary equivalent back is entirely political. So the governor's action is probably just a little bit of ribbing, unless she wants to divulge something that would actually make the government transparent, which would be nice as well. But, you know, it's sad, but I think it's going to go away in a not-too-distant future, unless there are new developments. Hopefully the journalists are looking into other people who might get these kind of deals or might not have gotten for them and applied for them. But unless we can get more information out of the government, you know, it's just going to go on the long list of yet another one that got away.
I'm not sure what to make of it. I'm not convinced it's over yet, because you do have he basically, unless there's more information that we don't know, just on the Channel 12 reporting, he did basically six times commit fraud with URI, received a benefit from it. There's definitely some tax situation, because he wasn't paying taxes on this benefit that we know of. And then there'll be the follow-up for them to somehow show that he did in fact pay the money back. So I don't know. I did speak with some people that I consider in the know over the weekend, was saying that if somehow the state police announced they were investigating this, that could be the end of them, and then that Mattiello would have to get rid of them. But doesn't it concern you, Justin Katz, as a Rhode Island taxpayer, the judgment shown by Frank Montanaro? He's paid $156,000 a year. His salary was doubled. He's in charge of a budget of $40 million, and his administrative judgment is to defraud basically URI six different times by sending them a form or dropping on form, however he got it to them, saying that it was still employed by Rhode Island College.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are really two possibilities. Either he's filling out the forms, you know, to say yes, I'm still employed and not on leave falsely, and he's defrauding.
Right.
He's essentially ripping off the college. Or this is some kind. Or it was a mistake. So maybe there are three possibilities. Or it was a real terrible mistake. And which shows he's incompetent even at filling out simple forms, or it's just an insider deal. And whenever you're caught,
none are good.
Yeah. Whenever they're caught, it ought to be, you know, just face saving at least. You know, at the very least, could we at least get a government that says, you know what, you were caught. That means you got to exit stage left. You know, you can't just stay in there and keep going and apologize and Well, but you know, I guess I'm awfully cynical about the way things are in Rhode Island. But it would be nice if there were such friction between the Speaker and the Governor that
yes.
something would happen to leak out. I mean, the federal government, we've gotten a leak every couple of days on illegal top secret leaks. So maybe we'll get somebody will hand Tim White an envelope with a picture of the signed letter from somebody in government saying, "Hey, give this guy a special deal." But the remedy, of course, is, as always, for the people to get rid of the leadership team. And then hopefully it'll be after Montanaro's leave to protect is expired, and then he can't just go back to his RIC job, too.
Right.
But, it's terrible. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, everything in Rhode Island, that's the disclaimer.
That's
it's
right.
Terrible. But we can't even, why even bother talking about the terrible, because it's just so common.
Rhode Island College sitting on that file. Now, one thing I will say about Mattiello and his number two in command, that was John DeSimone, who's now Joe Sakacci, is, they got everybody in line to vote on this budget. He is running things efficiently in that way. It's a way of demonstrating that he's got the rank and file. When he says jump, they say how high. Gordon Fox, as Speaker, he certainly had some difficulties and the 3 a.m. stuff and everything else. One thing you can say about Mattiello is he certainly, his team, they seem to have even the progressives in line. And Bill Lynch, the $4,000 a month Democrat spokesperson, which I found out this week. I didn't even know that he was being paid that much, but I did read that, and again, I don't remember where. He was trying to say the progressives, the budget, it's a little bit of this, it's a little bit of that. As Mike Stenhouse was saying just the other day, there's nothing business-friendly about this budget. It seemingly is, to me, and I want to know what you think, but Raimondo walks away claiming victory with her free CCRI tuition for 2 years, and Mattiello gets to go to his constituents in Cranston and said, "I told you I was going to work on the car tax." But I don't see anything that's helping the business owners of Rhode Island.
Oh, no, not at all. That's the business owners and regular taxpayers are the trading chips. That's the "I'll only give you this much of their money" is the negotiating tactic
yes.
at the Statehouse. And so, I don't know that it's true so much that people jump when Mattiello tells them to, as that he's negotiating.
Yes.
The Progressive Caucus, they're not walking away empty-handed. I mean, they're not getting nearly what they wanted. I mean, whether they're four requests, one a $15 minimum wage. Well, they're getting a chunk of minimum wage. It can claim sick time is still up in the air. We'll see if that goes through. That's going to be the big tell. If that was the progressives' purchase for their votes for the budget. But yeah, it's always, well, the negotiation from the point of view of business or just regular taxpayers is, well, look, we stop them from hurting you more.
Right.
It becomes a kind of government by extortion.
Yes.
Or racketeering.
Good way to put it.
The progressives wanted it all. They wanted to destroy your business. But hey, at least we only tightened the reins, tightened the chokehold a little bit.
Right.
So that's, I think, the strategy here. What other reps and senators have gotten, I don't know. I mean, lots of things are getting more traction this year than they have in the past, like this insurance camera, the cameras that'll track your cars wherever
that's
you go
right.
to see if you have insurance. That's I'm blanking on his name, Jacquard.
Yes.
He's been on that for a number of years, so one suspects he's got somebody requesting him to put it in for some favor or another, possibly. And so that might go, or it might get a little closer this year because of his vote. And there's the perpetual contracts for teachers and other unions, where if their contract expires, it just stays in effect forever until they negotiate a new one. That's been in the play for years, and that seems to be a little bit closer to passing this year.
Oh.
I mean, we'll know much more in a week or two.
Yeah, we will.
But so that's what seems to have happened is the Speaker got his big thing, although that was whittled down to $26 million in the first year, and everybody else got a little bit of something. And instead, we end up with this huge. A huge one-year budget increase this year, 8%.
Crazy.
From last year to this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Nobody talks about the revised budget.
They no.
talk about the budget the next year. But the revised budget is where they come back again and say, okay, we're bumping our income back.
That's right.
When nobody's looking.
Yeah.
So, it just all gets pushed in there. There's brand-new taxes, like internet taxes, 32-something million dollars in new internet taxes. And they'll claim, no, there's no broad-based taxes. It's all a very deceptive mix that gets everybody all the insiders a little something, and that's how the House is operating to move forward now. or the General Assembly.
We're going to ask, again, managing editor, OceanStateCurrent.com, Justin Katz. We're going to ask Justin just to hold on for a moment. Good afternoon. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. I want to remind you, PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center, folks, they're open right now. Look for the magnificent outdoor display. There they are, right next to Allie's Tack Shop, right off of Route 4, Quaker Lane in North Kingstown. Maybe you're listening to me right now as you're on your way back from the beach. Stop in, Rhode Island's top garden center. Flowers, trees, shrubs, garden center, 4th of July. They have everything that you need. Maybe you're going to be doing some planting for your vacation. Stop in. Everything is locally grown, homegrown. Remember, buy local at PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. You can call them at 295-4399. They're open 7 days a week. Full line of landscape materials plus pickup and delivery. Loam, mulch, screen loam, annuals, perennials, plus landscape construction, mulch delivery, and installation. Again, look for the magnificent outdoor display. You know, if you're going to see someone for the 4th of July, why not bring them some beautiful flowers or a beautiful tree or some shrubs or around your house? Stop in. They have those fantastic hanging flower pouches, all colors. It's PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. Stop in and see them. Quaker Lane in North Kingstown. Call them 295-4399. It's Steve and Debbie. They're right next door to Allie's Tack Shop, right down from Tarbox. PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. We're going to come back and speak with Justin Katz in just a moment. But checking the Newport Bridge construction traffic right now, it is about a 15-minute delay just trying to get on the bridge. No traffic coming over from Jamestown. But if you're trying to get out of Newport and going to go over the bridge, right now traffic is heavy just at the part where you went to the bridge. And then once you're on the bridge, it's fine. So count on at least a 15-minute delay in getting over the bridge. We're going to come back a lot more. We'll talk more with Justin on the John DePietro Show.
The technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care know when a tuned-up motor meets a new set of tires, the road better buckle up. Right now, get $60 by mail on a Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
If you're planning to travel, consider this. You can catch the Zika virus from mosquitoes in places like Central and South America, the Caribbean, Puerto Rico and Cape Verde, even Florida and Texas. Zika also spreads through sex and causes birth defects. If you or your partner are pregnant or planning to be, avoid places with Zika. If you do travel, avoid mosquito bites. Wear long sleeves and use insect repellent that contains DEET. Learn more at health.ri.gov/Zika. A message from the Rhode Island Department of Health and the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association.
K&R Auto Salvage, folks, call them today, 353-9200. K&R Auto Salvage, large facility offering used car parts. K&R, they also buy junk cars, auto wrecks, family business, close to 30 years serving their customers. It's K&R Wholesale Used Auto Parts. Guaranteed quality. Remember, they'll pay you the most money for your junk car. Foreign, American auto, and truck parts. K&R offers 80% off retail prices with access to nationwide inventory. Call K&R Auto Salvage today at 353-9200. 353-9200. Access to nationwide inventory. They offer 80% off retail prices, located 950 Smithfield Road in North Providence, right off of Mineral Spring Avenue. Go with the leader. Go with the best. It's K&R Auto Salvage. Call them 353-9200.
He tells it like it is. He's John DePietro on 1540 WADK.
And we're back on this. Well, we're back. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. With us, he's the managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com. It's our friend Justin Katz. Hey, Justin, I want to get your impression. What do you make now in the aftermath? Governor Raimondo, she put so much into the free tuition. She announced it in her State of the State that she wanted initially free college tuition, the Bernie Sanders plan for URI, Rhode Island College, CCRI. The National Governors Association spent, I believe, $400,000 in trying to get that, pushed through. And then in the end, all she got was free tuition at CCRI. What do you make of all that?
Well, she did pivot pretty quickly, didn't she? I mean, they already knew this makes us the fourth state to do this. You know, that,
yes.
They already had that talking point. There's already an internet commercial out there where she's taking credit for it. She's not going to skip a beat. I mean, it's obvious if you're a political watcher where the negotiation strength was. So I think she'll continue to tout it. The same ad, she talks about how we now have the lower unemployment than Massachusetts, which, if you look at the two states' economy, is almost you do a double take when you hear that and say, what? What does that mean? So I think she'll keep pushing it and try to get credit for it. And it could be the camel's nose. I guess they did it for 2 years, and then they'll review it. If CCRI can't get its graduation numbers up, there may be some pushback, although it's these things, once they're in place, it's awfully hard to take them away.
That's right. If anything, I mean, and on top of that, what's interesting, I mean, the from what I understand, the CCRI 2-year graduation rate is 5%. And somehow by offering this free, if they think that that's going to increase the graduation rate, I mean, if anything, you get more people going. So normally something like that, the graduation rate would actually go down because not only are more people attending, if that actually happens, even though people that are below the poverty line basically go to CCRI for free. But on top of that, just how much does someone really value something if then it's given to them for free? So I think she would become more aggressive and try to use this as a jump start and then move into Rhode Island College and URI. They don't seem to care too much about what the actual results are. They're just more concerned exactly that. Right out of the box, they're like, we're only the fourth state, and you could almost hear the fundraising email going out to her base.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, as a practical matter, what you may see is Rhode Island College and URI students going to CCRI for the first 2 years to get that free boost and then transferring their second 2 years, which will create a burden on Rhode Island College and URI because they need those freshmen and sophomores to be paying tuition. And so then they'll come back in a couple of years and say, well, it's working great, but it's just not help. It's hurting RIC and URI. So now we have to expand it to what it originally was intended to be. I'm sure that'll be a big part of her pitch to donors and to others who are interested in pushing this policy. But yeah, whatever wins she can get, she'll put in an ad, she'll bring to donors, she'll run around saying, hey, you know, I live in a quirky state. I couldn't get the whole thing, but we pushed and we got this much. So give me more out of state money. So we're definitely going to see more fundraising. I think we can count on that.
Folks, at 4:34, it is John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. Now, traffic is very, very heavy, trying to get on, backed up into Newport, trying to get onto the bridge. So it sounds like it's more like a 25-minute delay instead of 15. And it's also backed up. People, you come over, cross over from Jamestown, but then trying to get into Newport is also backed up. So it is severely congested right now at this hour. Hey, Justin, before we let you go, just, looking ahead, I'd like to get your impression. You know, you're hearing some different names. I believe tonight Joe Trillo was having a get-together. I think tonight is his night of something about Rhode Island's future, not to be confused with the website. On Saturday, Bob Flanders had his get-together. And, Patricia Morgan is also being rumored as a possible run for governor. Mayor Fung has been somewhat quiet, but just how do you view the political atmosphere right now? Because I think going into, I mean, unless something changes dramatically, I think we still have a very angry voter base. They have not seen results. Obviously, Raimondo, with all her fundraising, is maybe scaring someone off from a Democrat primary. But I don't sense that the people in the state are much happier, you know, this coming up on this 4th of July than they were last 4th of July.
Oh, yeah, no, clearly not. But that's been true for at least 10 years now. So, we're seeing a lot of jockeying more, it seems, than usual this early in the race. So that hopefully that indicates that politicians anyway are picking up a sense that there's some motivation and some real incentive to change things. Hopefully they don't mess it up by doing third party runs and just destroying each other in primaries.
Right.
At this point, I think probably the strongest case so far on the gubernatorial race is from Alan Fung, because mainly because he's been mayor and he's been making things work. And I think that's part of, if there's a growing frustration that might be putting Rhode Islanders over the top, it's the sense that nothing's working. It's one thing if you're constantly robbing us with new legislation to take our money and make it harder for us to live. That's one thing. But when you can't even do what you're saying you're going to do properly over and over again, every month a new major story, whether it's Unified Health Infrastructure Program, DMV, again, cooler and warmer, all this stuff just doesn't seem to function. That's when people may really start to wake up and look for somebody who has some administrative experience. And can go forward and try to put things in order, which I think is what people may be looking for, unless Governor Raimondo somehow pulls some trick over the next year and a half to really pull things together. That doesn't seem to be the case. And some indications, if you look in this budget, for example, the corporate crony stuff through the Commerce Corporation, as he really emphasizes economic development, that was her big plan.
Yep.
That got scaled back in this budget. So even the legislators are starting to pick up on her system, her ideas aren't really working. Whether that'll generate enough anger to pull some of the kind of more, I'm searching for a word here, not angry or extreme, but more vocally oppositional candidates like Patricia Morgan or Joe Trillo, whether they can really get traction in that atmosphere or people turn to somebody who's more of a manager type, I think will tell down the road. But it does bode well for opposition to her. And even from progressives to run a primary, not for the objective of unseating her necessarily or even winning the race, but just a lot of their in the past year, a lot of their big contributions, even for Rhode Island General Assembly seats, is coming from out of state. So they're going to be looking at that money and that kind of influence for their own careers. So it's a high profile thing to run for governor. So we may see more people jump in for that purpose.
Folks, again, it's the John DePietro Show. We're speaking with Managing Editor of OceanStateCurrent.com, Justin Katz. Justin, what I find interesting is just you go 1 hour north, Governor Charlie Baker is enjoying 70 to 75% approval rating. I don't think you find the anger electorate. You know, Mayor Marty Walsh is considered that he's going to be a shoo-in again for mayor. I think it is the tale of two different states side by side. I find that the people in the state, when these things happen with a Montanaro, or then you had the whole thing with Archambault, there's just such an incredible reaction that the people at the State House are not listening to the average people. And if you remember last year, Speaker Mattiello said, this is such an unusual environment, and I'm never going to face such an angry electorate again. And I'm not convinced about that, because I think, you know, anyone that's paying attention honestly says that they don't see things getting better. It seems to be more foolishness, nonsense up at the State House. Just the fact that these bills are going to, you know, come creaming through or flying through, I should say, or careening through of the whole business now with the firefighters. They're expanding the number of different ways they get the disability. I mean, a lot of them, heart disease, that could be hereditary. There's a number of different things that have nothing to do with being a firefighter where you could come down with some of these illnesses. You have, they're trying to circumvent the cities and towns with that legislation from the rep from Warwick, where the teachers, that if they have a contract, until they get a new contract, the other one just keeps going so it never expires. It's as if we seem to be going backwards instead of forwards. Like they're not learning anything about these unfunded pension liabilities, or the special interest continues to just be very, very powerful.
Oh yeah, absolutely. As we discussed just earlier in this call, this whole budget and the whole approach is just to stop things from getting a little bit worse than they could be, and to get to the next budget, to get to the next year. And that mentality over time just will not renew itself. People will leave because they're hopeless, you know. And Massachusetts, I mean, Governor Baker has, I think I saw 57% approval among Democrats, and he's a Republican.
Think of that. Yes.
Something happens to work. I mean, Massachusetts isn't immune to corrupt politicians by any stretch.
No.
But when your economy is doing pretty well,
yes,
their education system is still it's gone down a bit since some changes in 2006. But it's still number one in the country as far
no
as
question.
The standardized metrics.
Yep.
People at least feel there's something to be proud of.
That's
they
right.
Feel like they've got a chance. They can move things forward. There's some give and take on the left and the right to get to policies that work. to some extent. So there's a reason to keep engaged and to stay in a state and make it work in Massachusetts. Rhode Island hasn't been giving voters or taxpayers or residents who are neither of those things, really, except unless they're on welfare, really a reason to stay and to,
yeah.
to expect to be able to fix things. And, and that everything reinforces that, not only the failures on the part of the governor, but also
right. –
I mean, even down to Archambault, you know, with
yes.
his, Senator Archambault with his
it's
with
an
his
attitude.
Outburst.
Yes.
Yeah, with no, I mean, he apologized. Okay. And it made a reference to God. All right. Well, that's better than not, I guess. But, you know,
not really.
That Montanaro, you got
yeah.
the Warwick situation. And in every town, I think, you get these situations.
Yes.
Where it just seems like there's no consequences. I mean, even where I live in Tiverton, we just had a police lieutenant who was, he was caught, allegedly, I guess I have to say, sleeping on a job. Not only him, but he had his entire shift had a couple hours every night of quiet time.
Yes.
So
I read about that.
Yeah, he was for years. He was the number two paid guy after the school superintendent in Tiverton. Most of it because it was overtime, and he just got a special deal. He gets
yep.
to retire quietly. As far as I know, no paybacks. But every town has these stories, and at a certain point, you're just saying, you know what? Nothing works. There's no way to change it,
yep.
and that's really. That would be really the thing that needs to change, and maybe we can bring some improvement. But yeah, the Mattiello kind of approach of let's just not give them as much as they would take, you know, let's not give the progressives and
unions right.
as much as they would take if they had free reign. That's not going to work long term, and I it's really going to be a question of how many more years they can pull this trick
and get away with it. Yeah,
the next recession is going to be a very difficult one in Rhode Island.
Folks, he is the managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com. It's our friend Justin Katz. Justin, great job, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
All right. Folks, it's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. Again, in checking traffic right now, if you're trying to get over the Newport Bridge, it is very, very heavy. Just the speed limits alone with some of the areas around the bridge, Stockton Drive, 6 miles an hour. Very, very, and it's backed up into Newport. So tough going with that. Now, crazy time coming in your way in just about 10 minutes. Big news of the day is the health care bill in Washington has, in fact, been pushed back, and the vote has basically been delayed. Let's get the latest with ABC's Kenneth Moten.
At this hour, President Trump is meeting with Republican senators, including the ones who voiced their opposition and concerns about the Senate GOP health care plan. The White House says after the decision to delay a vote on the bill, there will be changes and adjustments to help bring every member on board. The president is now in charge of the Senate effort to repeal and replace Obamacare. Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying Trump will figure out the best way to move the ball forward. Kenneth Moten, ABC News, the White House.
So that is delayed, and then the big news locally is just where this thing is going to go with the Pawsox Stadium. Folks, it's John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show. 846-1028, 846-1028. Yes, Rob Bennett says Justin was very good. Good. Thank you to everyone with Facebook Live. I want to remind you, Ferocious Eyes, they specialize in your specialize. Get a dose of ferocious with Ferocious Eyes, the most distinctive eyeglasses, sunglasses, prescription, non-prescription sunglasses. Ferocious Eyes, located 5600 Post Road in East Greenwich. They're right there in the Benny's Plaza. It's Ferocious Eyes. Stop in and see the owner, Kim Chase. You can call them 885-2166. The largest selection of eyewear in Rhode Island. Great service, quick turnaround. They also have task-specific lenses. Maybe you wear computer, maybe you wear contact lenses. You're on the computer all day, or to play golf or mechanic. Stop in to Ferocious Eyes, the most distinctive eyeglasses and sunglasses, prescription and non-prescription sunglasses, all at Ferocious Eyes. The latest styles. When's the last time you had an eye test? Stop in and see. The independent doctor optometry, it's Roland Estrada, Ferocious Eyes. 5600 Post Road in East Greenwich. There they are in the Benny's Plaza. Stop in and see them. Ferocious Eyes, you'll see their sign. Get a dose of Ferocious. The boutique is beautiful. Great staff. Kim and her staff are so knowledgeable. And you feel like you're on Madison Avenue. That's how the lighting is tremendous. They have all the latest styles. Whatever your price range is, And you should own more than one pair of eyeglasses, by the way. Stop into Ferocious Eyes. And prescription sunglasses, that's a big game changer. Ferocious Eye. They have the latest styles. They have more traditional that have been around for a long time. Whatever your style is or your price range, this much I know, they have it at Ferocious Eyes. Largest selection of eyewear in Rhode Island. Great service, quick turnaround. Stop in and see them. 5600 Post Road in East Greenwich in the Benny's Plaza. It's Ferocious Eyes. You can call them at 885-2166. So, again, the Democrats, the obstructionists, refusing to do anything on health care. And how about the fact CNN had to, three people had to leave CNN over that wrong story. Let me just hear, this is not Sean Spicer, but Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking about, you know, CNN makes a huge mistake and no one covers it. And the White House, if they make the slightest mistake.
If we make the slightest mistake, the slightest word is off, it is just an absolute tirade from a lot of people in this room. But news outlets get to go on day after day and cite unnamed sources, use stories without sources.
You know, she is exactly right. I mean, that whole CNN thing, that's a total disgrace. And they basically, you know, come away unscathed.
We've been going on this Russia-Trump hoax for the better part of a year now with no evidence of anything. Things like the success at the VA barely get covered. They may get covered for an hour at a time, but this story gets covered day in, day out.
Again, they are right on the money. But and as far as healthcare, it has to change. At some point, it will change. It's just not going to happen right now.
The president is optimistic that Republicans will live up to the promise that they've been making to the American people for 7 years by repealing and replacing Obamacare.
Let's hope so. Now, we'll see what I can find out. Again, tomorrow and Thursday, I will be broadcasting from our nation's capital, our Washington trip, brought to you by EliteWirelessRI.com. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. I have a question for you, folks. What's better than a free Samsung Galaxy smartphone? How about two free Samsung phones? That's right. Get two free Samsung Galaxy J3 Prime smartphones when you switch two lines to Metro PCS. Sales tax not included. And now's the best time to switch because you get two lines for only $50, period. Taxes and fees included. Metro PCS, nationwide network, more reliable now than ever, now covering 99% of the people in the U.S., and that's a lot of people. And your free Samsung Galaxy smartphone, super slim, large 5-inch high-def screen, great for gaming, entertainment. This summer, you're going to go on vacation? You're going to love the new camera or video on your Samsung Galaxy smartphone. From our friend Sal at Metro PCS. Metro PCS, plus it's also faster. Stop in and see them. Folks, he is so knowledgeable. He is our guy. If you're thinking of upgrading your cell phone or you have a question, stop in and see Sal with Metro PCS. Four great locations. Manton Avenue in Providence, right near Rhode Island College. Smith Street in North Providence. Atwood Avenue in Johnston, right next to Town Hall, and also Plainfield Pike in Johnston, right off of 295. But stop in and see Sal at Metro PCS. He's the knowledgeable one. He is the one that usually joins me by phone, but he's so busy today because so many people have been going in and taking advantage of this special. But give him a call. I refer everyone to him. He is a joy to do business with. He is the most knowledgeable. Call Sal. If you're thinking of upgrading your cell phone, folks, go with someone who's dependable, reliable. It's Sal at Metro PCS. Better call Sal. 332-5051. You know, I've had people contact me and say, I'm having a problem with my cell phone. I just say, go see Sal and his staff. 332-5051. Maybe you're thinking of upgrading your phone. You're not sure. You want to speak with someone. We'll walk you through it, show you all the different advantages. put you into a phone that makes sense for your needs? It's our friend Sal with Metro PCS. Call him, 332-5051. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. So for those that are listening right now and you're attempting to leave Newport, traffic is very heavy, backed up. I would say it is a good 25-minute delay attempting to get out, to get over the bridge, and then traffic is backed up with people coming over the bridge. Once you get over the bridge, no backup on the Jamestown side, but backed up on the Newport side. It's John DePietro. More ahead, 846-1028 on the John DePietro Show.
Hi, I'm Chuck Hollis from the Rhode Island Division of Motor Vehicles with an important message for all Rhode Islanders. DMV office hours will change as we enter the final stage of our computer system launch, beginning with the temporary closure of our Wakefield office from Monday, May 22nd through mid-July. Our main office in Cranston will be closed Monday, July 3rd and Tuesday, July 4th. Our branch offices will be closed Monday, July 3rd through Friday, July 7th, and will reopen on a staggered basis. We'll still be able to help you from July 5th through July 7th in our Cranston office, but you will have to make a service appointment. Look for more details online at dmv.ri.gov.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Sam Zinn. Everybody is talking about Sam Zinn. 2227 West Shore Road in Warwick. You can call them at 737-6073. 737-6073. It's Sam Zinn. If you love delicious food, you're going to love Sam Zinn, West Shore Road in Warwick. Daily lunch special at Sam Zinn, just $6.95. Every meal cooked to order and farm to table at Sam's Inn. Daily lunch special, $6.95. And as far as dinner, free salad bar with any entree at Sam's Inn. At Sam's Inn, it's delicious food, very reasonable prices. You're also, you know, I had the pot roast when I was there the other night. Thursday nights, my friend Ray loves the meatloaf. You're going to love the seafood, baked stuffed shrimp, or maybe the baked scrod, or broiled sea scallops, fried clams, linguine with clam sauce at Sam's Inn. They also have ravioli with sausage, delicious burgers, also broiled liver and onions with bacon, delicious, nice big steaks, or maybe have a club sandwich. Sam's Inn. They also have the children's menu. Easy to get to. 2227 West Shore Road in Warwick. You can call. Sam Curry has done it again. 737-6073. You can find them online at samsinri.com. You can also order online. A lot of people do takeout. Sam's Inn. It's an enjoyable atmosphere. They have a lot, many times live entertainment in the lounge, and they will be absolutely rolling for 4th of July. You know, for you want to take someone out for a nice lunch and not break the bank, take them to Sam's Inn. I mean, think of that. Daily lunch special, just $6.95 at Sam's Inn. Call Sam Curry, Kimberly. What a great operation they run. 737-6073. Online, it's samsinri.com. Or stop it and see them. Better yet, 2227 West Shore Road in Warwick for Sam's Inn. You're going to love it.
The most entertaining show on your radio. John DePietro on 1540 WADK.
And we're back on this Tuesday. Again, folks, just a reminder, tomorrow, the next 2 days, J.D. in D.C. or Juan goes to Washington, whatever you want to call it. But we will be broadcasting this program. We'll be broadcasting from our nation's capital. You're going to love the guests we're going to have. And again, it is all brought to you by EliteWirelessRI.com and Revolution Softwash. With that, it is time for Crazy Time. Brought to you by Overhead Door. I think you know the drill. Sounds like crazy time on the Newport Bridge. You get 10 seconds, anything you want, at 846-1028 by dialing 846-1028. You can always email me, john@depetro.com. You know, the Paw Sox deal, I'm telling you. I mean, like many people, somebody is getting paid off this whole thing.
Up, down, always round. You know that.
No question about it. There is no way that this thing is just going through and that somebody's not going to have, you know, some kind of payday coming. Now it kicked. The question is, what exactly is Mattiello going to get out of this new supposed Paw Sox stadium?
I don't make anybody happy.
Well, Chafee, who knows? Nothing would get done with Chafee. And as far as Tolmundo, Queena coming out, you know, she's in favor of the stadium now. Sounds like more campaign donations.
I care about Rhode Island. My focus is the people here.
Yeah. Since when? When is the are the people of Rhode Island? When exactly did that become your priority?
You haven't read my press release and you're not listening.
So let me get this straight. Senator Whitehouse, he was against revising health care.
I take time every week to speak a little bit about climate change.
846-1028. Was Cicilline against health care?
The notion that this sort of allegation which
yes.
he made has any basis
of course
is
he
absurd.
Is. Yeah. 846-1028. Was Archambault? Where does, you know, again, how about, I can't wait. I really hope that that guy would, in fact, run for attorney general. Would we have fun if he ran for attorney general? Who is state senator? Stephen Archambault? Well, this is how Rhode Island was introduced to him. And he did sound a lot like George Costanza's father on Seinfeld.
I said,
Sir, you can continue to testify.
So it's difficult to testify when three people are laughing.
That's right.
When you're in front of this committee, don't ever shoot a comment on what we're saying back here. You don't have that privilege. You don't have that standing.
No.
Whatever I'm saying back here is my business.
Right, Terry.
It's your business.
It's my business.
Yep.
You address the committee directly when it's your turn. Continue with your testimony. Don't ever do that again.
Come on, Terry.
Ever.
I refuse to sit here and be laughed at. That's what it makes you feel like when three people
listen.
Are laughing after
you
I made a
the
statement.
Directly and don't ever do that again.
Right.
Ever.
Mr. Gorman, please continue your testimony.
Ever. I don't know if Terry Gorman was on the line. Hey, it's John DePietro. Listen, enjoy this Tuesday. Tomorrow at 1, tune in. You're going to love it. Juan in Washington or JD in D.C. We have some great guests. A lot of adventures to tell you about. You can follow it all. Go along on John DePietro Show on Facebook. Stay tuned for the 5 o'clock news. And then tune in tomorrow at 1.
You're listening to AM 1540 WADK. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of station management or its advertisers. Your views and opinions are welcome at 846-1028 AM 1540 WADK. Wake up weekday mornings with Bob Angel and the WADK Morning Report. 1540 WADK Newport. Online at WADK.com.
Not sure what to do with that pile of unwanted clothes? Wearable or not, don't let them go to waste and keep them out of the landfill. Recycle them through Planet Aid at their donation center, conveniently located at 1 Mile Corner, 533 Broadway, Newport. Just stop by and drop your unwanted clothes, shoes, purses, and textiles in the chute. Please bag and tie items and